And now let's hear how Putin's appeal extends beyond the border. There's been a growing bond between Putin's Kremlin and some of the far-right opposition parties in Europe. We have this joint report from NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris and Corey Flintoff in Moscow.
At a recent National Front meeting in the city of Lyon, the party faithful chanted, "This is our country." There was a special guest at this far-right rally, Andrei Isayev, a member of President Vladimir Putin's political party.
Cher camarade.
The apparent contradiction of political philosophies didn't seem to dampen the crowd's enthusiasm for Isayev's message.
Vive la France!
Long live Franco-Russian friendship and down with the European Union, he said. Isayev called the EU a spineless lackey of the United States. Pierre Lelouch is a member of France's mainstream conservative party. He says the far right is attracted by Putin's Russia because it embodies the traditional social values they feel Europe has abandoned.
In Russia, it is really this mix of exalting nationalism, exalting the church and Christian values. They are now replacing the Red Star by the cross, and they are presenting themselves as the ultimate barrier against the Islamization of the continent.
National Front President Marine Le Pen has made no secret of her admiration for Putin and has traveled to Moscow on several occasions. It seems to have paid off. Last month, a Russian bank lent the National Front $11 million.
Je trouve que quand même c'est répondre quand même à une
Le Pen defended the loan, saying French banks had refused to help her party. That may be so, says Sylvain Crépon, who studies the French far right. But he doesn't believe a loan from a bank with ties to Putin came about by chance.
Putin is a kind of model for Marine Le Pen. He has, according to her, a natural authority. And also, he's not afraid to stand up to the United States. For National Front, and especially Marine Le Pen, it is something very important.
The National Front is not alone in its admiration for the strong Russian president. Nigel Farage, the head of UKIP, Britain's far-right party, called Putin one of the world leaders he admires most. When Russia annexed Crimea last March, Le Pen and Austria's far-right FPÖ party defended the land grab as legitimate. Putin even invited a handful of European far-right leaders to observe the separatist referendum in Crimea. I asked my NPR colleague in Moscow, Corey Flintoff, why is the Russian leadership all of a sudden interested in the far right?
Eleanor, the political elite here is really angry at the West for imposing sanctions on Russia over its involvement in Ukraine. So they support these right-wing movements because they think they can be of use in Russia's confrontation with the European Union and the United States. There's one thing that's clear, though. That loan from a Russian bank to a French political party would never fly in Russia.
Definitely, if any foreign bank gave loans to a Russian political party, it would have been illegal, or at least it would have been an issue which could lead to a lot of scandal, a lot of noise.
That's Boris Kagarlitsky, the head of a think tank called the Institute for Globalization Studies and Social Movements. He says any Russian party receiving foreign money would have to register as a foreign agent, which is practically equivalent to being a spy.
Back in Western Europe, the fortunes of the far right have been boosted by rising immigration and sagging economies. Analysts say Russia hopes to work with an empowered far right to help weaken European unity. The Kremlin may also be trying to appeal to more mainstream cultural conservatives in Europe. There's a giant Christmas tree outside of Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral. For the first time ever, the tree wasn't purchased by local businesses and parishioners. This year, it was a gift from the Russian government. A Russian diplomat called it a symbol of unity between Christian peoples. Some Parisians were outraged. Others, like Michel Henry, shrugged it off.
Putin, oui. Il essaye de s'associer avec
We all know Putin is aligning with the far right because he wants to divide and weaken Europe. I hate that, says Henri. But is there really any harm in Putin buying France a Christmas tree?
À la France, bon, voilà.
For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
And I'm Corey Flintoff in Moscow.